Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Linda Morgan, Chairman, Surface Transportation Board. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Great. And joining us on our conversation is another PwC partner, Dave Abel. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Linda, could you describe the mission and the responsibilities of the Surface Transportation Board for our listeners?
Well, the board's primary mission is economic regulation of surface transportation, principally freight rail transportation. We regulate all aspects of freight rail transportation, rates, service, restructuring, such as mergers, line sales, abandonments. Then in addition to rail, we also regulate some aspects of trucking and bus, as well as pipelines and non-contiguous domestic water trade.
You describe so much. How many employees make up the organization, and what type of skills do they have?
We have about 140 employees. We have a mixed group of skills, and really the skills reflect the kinds of cases that we have come before us. We have lawyers, we have economists, we have transportation analysts, we have environmental specialists, and we have technology experts. And all of those experts come together to make sure that we issue the right kinds of decisions.
So as chairman of the Surface Transportation Board, what are your specific responsibilities?
Well, I have a broad administrative responsibilities, personnel, budget, managing day-to-day the operations of the board, and then I also have responsibility for docket management. In other words, I make sure that we handle our cases in an expeditious manner and move through the process in the way that we need to. And I also set the overall mission and direction of the board. Obviously, every organization is a group of people working as a team, but they need a leader, and that leader has a responsibility, as in my case, for setting the direction. And then I also am the spokesperson for the agency. So I speak to the press, I speak to members of Congress, I speak to other agency heads, I speak to people out in the hinterlands who are interested in what the board is doing.
How about the other members of the board? How would you describe their responsibilities?
Well, they work with me on administrative issues as appropriate. Obviously, I have the primary responsibility for the administration of the board, and that is by statute. But I make sure to consult as appropriate as I work my way through those functions. The primary responsibility of the other board members is case disposition. That is where they are involved principally. We all vote on cases that are before us. We function as like a court, really. We are an adjudicative body. So each of the board members reviews the cases that come in and the records built on those cases, and then we vote on those cases. And that is really where the board members' primary responsibility is. Lies.
Tell us about your career prior to becoming chairman.
Well, I have been for just about my entire professional career a public servant of some sort or another. That's 24 years in public service. I spent 15 years with the Senate Commerce Committee, first as a staff counsel working on transportation legislation. And then I became general counsel of that committee, and then that allowed me to get into the other areas of the Commerce Committee. And if you know anything about the Commerce Committee, its jurisdiction is quite broad and gets into a lot of business-related issues. So that was 15 years with the committee, and then I came to the Interstate Commerce Commission, first as a commissioner, and then I became chairman of that agency. Then I was responsible for terminating the ICC. Then I became chairman of the Surface Transportation Board, which is what I am today, and that has been about an 8-year period.
You've worked in both the branches, the legislative and the executive branches. How would you compare your experiences in each in terms of the culture and the type of styles?
Well, first of all, I think in both places, I have found an incredible dedication among the staff people. both on the Hill and at the agency. I know there's a lot of talk out there about the quality of government service and the type of people who are in government and the kind of work that they do. And I can say that the public is in very good hands, both on the Hill from a staffing perspective and at the board. I think your question for me is very interesting because I made a choice after spending 15 years in the legislative branch to go into another branch of government. I felt that I'd spent time writing the laws. It was a good opportunity for me then to go and implement the laws that I had been involved in writing. And I think that, that's actually a good experience to have. And I think it has certainly helped me to do my job at the board to understand how the laws came about. I think I also have a good appreciation for what it means to work with interested parties as well as Congress as I'm doing my job at the board.
So if you look at the beginning of your career, what drew you initially to public service? What was the draw to begin public service in the first place?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think, first of all, I went to a Quaker school, and Quakers are very focused on public service. That's one of the things that that if you go to a Quaker school, you spend a lot of time on. You do community service, a lot of discussion about serving the public. So that was in my blood from a very early age. I think the second factor is that my father always used to say there is no greater reward than government service. If you have an opportunity to do that, please do. He came from the Depression generation, where I think there was a view that government service was an honorable profession, and if you were in it, you should stay in it and devote your time to it. And he spent many of his years in government service. I think the third thing is that I am from that generation of the 60s and the 70s. So I think we were raised in an environment where we were focused on public issues, whether it was the civil rights movement or whatever the issues were of that particular time. Now, I happened to be in law school when Watergate was in process, and that still did not deter at least myself and others from my generation from going ahead and pursuing public service. So I think it was a combination of all of those. And then once I got into public service, I realized that I really did enjoy it and continued to be in it and have found it very satisfying.
You said earlier that when you got to the Surface Transportation Board, you got to see how the laws that you had helped write were actually being implemented. Were there any, or how they worked their way through the system? Were there any surprises when you got on the other side?
No. In fact, interestingly, there were parts of the law that were, I remember as a staff person working on, that were left purposefully vague. And then when I proceeded to try to implement those vague provisions, I realized that, yes, they were vague and they were struggled with. So that was not any surprise to me. I also think, though, that the legislative process does need to be understood from another angle. And I, again, am very appreciative of having had the opportunity to see both sides, because I think I can now have a much greater appreciation and can work with others in educating them on a greater appreciation for how the entire process works.
You describe your work on the Hill, and it sounds as though you interacted with a lot of private sector businesses. And
yes.
So I'm curious, when you left, if you ever thought to going to work for a private sector organization?
Well, at the time I left the Hill, I didn't, because as I indicated earlier, I felt that it was time for me now to try another branch of government. Mm-hmm. Now, I had been on the Hill as a Democrat during several Republican administrations. So when President Clinton became president, that really, for a Democrat, was the first opportunity in some time to actually get a position in another branch of government. So I knew that this was an opportunity that if I was going to take it, I needed to take it then. Mm-hmm. But I really, at that point, didn't have any thought about going into the private sector. Now, at some point, I'm going to have to make that decision, but for right now, I'm a public servant, and that's what I'm doing.
Are there any special nuances working in an organization, running an organization where you're surrounded by you know, highly educated, credentialed individuals, economists and lawyers and accountants. Does that affect how you manage the organization versus some places where they might not have as much schooling or as much specialization?
I feel that it's very important to bring all the skills into the room when you're trying to make the right decision. And I am not shy about bringing someone in who knows more than I do on a particular matter, and make sure that I ask all the questions that I need to ask, starting with the basics, if necessary, to get me to a place that I need to be so that I can make the right decision. And coming from a congressional staff position, I was actually quite comfortable with that because as a staffer on the Hill, you spend a lot of time with people who know a lot more than you about their particular area. But I feel that everyone has a role in the ultimate decision-making process. So I'm very, very focused on bringing everyone in who needs to be in a team-like setting as we move through the process.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with Linda Morgan of the Surface Transportation Board. Whatever happened to the Interstate Commerce Commission? We'll ask Linda when the Business of Government Hour returns.